here, and it's time to celebrate your birthday. Rockers in Recovery and the Seaside Inn present a free Valentine's weekend concert, Saturday, February 12th from 1 p.m. to 8 p.m., featuring former Joan Jett of the Blackhearts band member Ricky Burke. This alcohol-free event promises to be a rockin' celebration like no other, featuring Johnny B and the Roadblocks, Rhetoric, Rona Lott, Keep Coming Back, and many more. It's the rock and roll extravaganza of the new year. The free Valentine's weekend concert, Saturday, February 12th from 1 p.m. to 8 p.m. Featuring former Joan Jett and the Blackhearts band member Ricky Bird. Presented by Rockers in Recovery and the Seaside Inn. Located at 311 Briny Avenue in Pompano Beach. For details, call 877-799-8773 or go online to holisticlifestylesradio.com. Let me tell you about the Sound Pillow. Sound Pillow helps many people in early addiction recovery who suffer from stress, anxiety, fear, and long sleepless nights to get a comfortable night's sleep by providing a calming and soothing feeling for the mind's everyday distractions. Sound Pillow allows the mind to shut down, the body to relax, and the spirit to heal. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's soundpillow.com. While you're there, check out the many endorsements from people and addiction treatment centers using the Sound Pillow. Don't lose another night's sleep. Call toll free today, 877-846-6488. That's 877-846-6488. And let the healing begin. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's www.soundpillow.com.
When you're ready for a major change, make the natural choice for addiction treatment. The G&G Holistic Addiction Treatment Program. Our approach is all natural at G&G, where holistic treatments direct you to a healthy, sober way of life without substituting one addiction for another. We're a leader in the area of holistic addiction recovery, dual diagnosis, and relapse treatment. With 22 years of experience, we have thousands of success stories. Our staff is all in-house to help you ensure your success the all-natural, holistic way. Don't wait another minute. Call G&G Holistic right now at 800-559-9503. Counselors are standing by to start you on the all-natural road to recovery at G&G Holistic. Call 800-559-9503 or log on to holisticdrugrehab.com. Make the natural choice for addiction treatment, the G&G Holistic Addiction Treatment Program. Success, the all-natural, holistic way.
The Seaside Inn is a private, sober hotel offering a serene beach haven where men and women in recovery can relax and enjoy life. We provide an upscale attitude in a humble, quiet setting just 50 yards from the beautiful Atlantic Ocean in Pompano Beach. Come and enjoy health events and wellness activities as you celebrate God's greatest gift, you. For information, call 954-249-5589. 954-249-5589. The Seaside Inn, located at 308 South Ocean Boulevard in Pompano Beach.
954-249-5589. This is the Sci-Fi Show.
Please turn off all cell phones, viewcoms, two-way TV risk communicators, what have you.
Beep boop with your hosts. Joey Donovan.
Baboons to the left of me. Baboons to the right. The speeding locomotive tore through a sea of inhuman fangs. A pair of the great apes rose up at me, but Biff, bam, I sent them flying like two hairy footballs. A third came screaming at me. And that's when I got mad.
Chris West.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
What you got, biatch? I am the terror that flaps in the night.
I'm forming a cadre of Martian knights charged with enforcing Martian law.
Look at us. It is so hot.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm a firm believer in the philosophy of a ruling class, especially since I rule.
That's right. It's that Sci-Fi Show right here on the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. I'm your host, Chris West, joined always by Sci-Fi Amy. Amy, how are you doing this week?
Hey, Chris. How you doing?
I'm doing excellent. We actually have a couple of guests joining us in studio this week. A reprieve from our past, Gamer RJ has brought us with his presence. RJ, what's going on, brother?
Oh, not much, but just RJ now.
Just RJ, no more gamer RJ?
No. Not as much of the gamer as was before.
So you get the Kinect now. The Kinect is pretty bad. We were playing it the other day. How awesome is that compared to the Wii?
I'm a lot sore from playing the Kinect than I was ever with the Wii or Wii Fit.
Yeah, but it's a little more accurate, especially on the bowling, than it was with the Wii. You don't get the weird balls that just kind of fly in the air, hit the ground, and then travel at 1 mile an hour, yet end up hitting every pin.
But it's a lot easier to pull muscle with all the accurate movements now. And
yeah,
all the tricks and
actual exercise for you
now. So is this how everybody exercises now?
I'm sure there's going to be an exercise program for
it. Well, considering like indoors exercising has been very popular for years with a Stairmaster.
Going to the gym. Yay, let's get the Wii out and let's exercise.
And you can do it in groups.
Really?
Yeah. The Wii groups now?
No, with the Kinect you can actually get on Xbox Live and do with certain games.
Ah.
So you can have other people join you online?
No, I don't.
You can box against people online now.
Really?
Yeah.
Also,
okay.
People can whip you into shape and not even be there.
With the Kinect, it takes pictures of you.
Oh, God.
So when you're playing against somebody else, you can exchange the pictures so you can see them while they see you?
Unfortunately not. You only get to see yourself and the ridiculous poses that you that it takes of you or videotapes of you while you're actually playing. It's kind of embarrassing.
It'll get better, but there's
novelty to it.
Yeah.
There really is.
Yes, of course. The Xbox Kinect and how disturbing you can get. And speaking of disturbing, a man joining us in our studio this week, Jeffrey Breslauer, very disturbing in the fact that he's done one of the best Joker laughs. Mark Hamill, I'm sorry, is the number one, but Jeff, you are seriously number two. I've been watching the Joker clip you have on your website. If you go to jeffreybreslauer.com, you can check it out. He's got a nice from Batman Beyond 2 where he plays the future version of the Heath Ledger Joker, and he's got an interesting story on how he got those scars. Jeff, how you doing?
Good, Chris. How are you? It's good to see you again.
Ah, it's been great. Yeah, we have, for those of you who don't remember, we had Jeff on back when we were at Spooky Empire. We did a taped interview with him, and we got it on the next week after we got back. Because unfortunately, we kept trying to get you on while we were live, but every time you were doing something, and then we were doing something, and we could just never get it synced up right. But then Sunday, we just ended up getting everybody together and getting it taped out. And we also had Kathy Napier, who we had on last week.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, we had her back on and talking about all the things that are going on in the publishing world and how the new media with the internet and all that is kind of affecting publishing and especially now with the Kindle and all the new devices that you can download 1,000 books to. It's really changing books.
Wow. So far, I wrote a children's book, and I think that's going to be put aside for now. I think with children's books, it's a little bit more tactile. They like to actually turn the page,
yes,
open up
like
the book.
Actually hold the book and look at the picture.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, and, the last thing you want to do is, put the $500 piece of equipment in the three-year-old's hands because we all know where it's going next.
Although, what's really great is they have online, it's called, I think it's called Bedtime Stories or something like that, .com, and they actually have, stories. So if I'm not home and it's time for Brittany to go to bed, I'll go online and I'll read her a story over the phone, and it works. So
how lazy have parents gotten today?
I
remember growing up, my mom sitting down making up stories off the top of her head right as we were, no prep, no planning.
Mom actually made house calls.
Exactly.
I don't do made-up stories. My stories always go, there was a princess named Brittany who lived in a big house, and she's like, Mom, sorry. So I cheat and I go online.
That's what online is for.
When I'm not home, though. You got to have the book in hand when I'm there. She's like, I want to see the pictures. So.
Well, speaking of cheating, this is kind of a really unusual story that I'm reading up on, that Xbox Live has labeled an autistic boy a cheater. Apparently,
yes,
that he went on Xbox Live and did playing the games, and he earned achievements in a way that wasn't possible, is what Xbox is saying. So they've actually tagged him in his gamer tag where it actually comes up now as cheater. So if anybody tries to play against him, they'll see cheater and nobody will play with him.
Right.
And his mom is super upset because, of course, being autistic, it's very hard for him to make friends. And this was his only way of really connecting with people. So a lot of people are coming out now and saying, Xbox, you know, what the hell?
Yeah. I mean, come on.
I mean, it kind of brings the question, because he is meant, you know, challenged a little bit, could he cheat? Or was he just, you know, as most autistic people tend to be, really focused in an unusual way, that he found a different way of playing the game?
Yeah, exactly.
And with Xbox, wouldn't that mean that if anybody who plays too well must be cheating, isn't that Xbox's way of cheating also?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So they're cheating this kid. Now, unfortunately, well, fortunately for him, he hasn't been kicked off Xbox Live yet, which is usually what happens in these situations. But Xbox has come out and said that the way he did it, the way that he made the achievements and got the points, was in a way that it's technically not possible. That there are a couple of achievements he have to make in order, and he got them out of order. So they're going through it trying to figure out how he did it. So it's going to be interesting to see where this ends up going, how, you know, this is really going to tarnish Xbox's face if this blows up on them.
So basically, Xbox is the Kobayashi Maru, and the kid is Captain Kirk.
Yeah. Very good.
Nice.
Yes. Have to, you know, always throw a nice little Star Trek reference in there somehow.
Exactly.
Because, you know, it's not technically cheating if it's unwinnable.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you get caught.
Yeah. Well, this is true. I know I've got an uncle that was in Special Forces, and there's a motto when you go in, is that if you ever get caught cheating during this program, you will be disgraced and thrown out, but if you don't cheat, you will not survive.
To just don't get caught.
Yeah, I guess so. But kind of hard for the autistic boy in Xbox Live.
Yeah.
Right.
All right, well, this is That Sci-Fi Show, brought to you by the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network, and, of course, our many, many sponsors like Dan Ascani's Wealth Management, Sound Pillow, Robert Gluck, Attorney at Law, InTheRooms.com, First Step Sober House, Canatelli Builders, and the Seaside Inn. And also, we're putting on a, RJ and Jeff here, I don't know if you guys know this, we're putting on a concert for free.
Yeah,
February 12th, we got Ricky Bird from Joan Jett and the Blackhearts coming out with Rhetoric, Thrown Alive, Keep Coming Back. They're all going to be playing for free, and if you go to HolisticLifestylesRadio.com, you can download Ricky Bird's new song, Broken is a Place, burn it to a regular CD, bring it to the event, and he will sign it, making it an official single, because they haven't put any singles out, so you got to bring your own copy, and he will sign it, and it will be an official Ricky Bird, Broken is a Place single, February 12th, Love of Recovery event that we're doing at Rockers in Recovery. Tune in tomorrow night, 9 to midnight, as John Hollis, Overlord Hollis, who puts us on the air every week, will have some of the guests on. Some of the bands will come on. We had Rhetoric and Keep Coming Back on last week, and it was really great. And we had Ricky Bird on, and I know that when the event comes closer, we're actually going to have all the guys in studio, and basically everyone's going to do like song live right before the event, so you get a nice big preview Friday night, and then Saturday. Me and Amy will actually be at the event.
Yep.
And Joseph will be all on his lonesome here at the studio to run the show.
That's right. Poor Joey.
Who could not be here today. He has sequestered himself until the football has ended, being both a Steeler and Green Bay fan. So I have no idea what any of those things means. I don't follow sports in the slightest bit. But, Joey, good luck in your isolation, and we hope you survive.
Football?
Yeah.
Yeah, what's that?
What is it that this football you speak of?
I don't know. It apparently involves, you know, running into each other and just hurting yourself over a pigskin. I don't get it, but people make millions playing it, so we'll just go with it. And with going with it, we're going to go ahead and take our first break. I am Chris West. This is That Sci-Fi Show. We will be right back on the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network.
Florida Bail Bonds, over 13 years of in-the-business experience, plus hundreds of hours of court time, possesses the knowledge and experience to help you through all situations. All Florida Bail Bonds has prior law enforcement, military, and professionals with business experience, making all Florida Bail Bonds very well respected in the community. When you need a bail bondsman, make sure to choose one with a great reputation, that's competent, and a knowledgeable staff, and the drive to appreciate your business. All Florida Bail Bonds. Call today at 954-565-2424 or at 866-ALL-BAIL. That's 866-ALL-BAIL.
my name is Charles Becker. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident due to the negligence of another, care enough to hire Beckert & Associates to protect your rights. We are an AV-rated law firm and have 45 years of combined experience. We are all former prosecutors and have all worked for the insurance companies, so we know what they're up to. They have their attorneys, and so should you. When involved in an accident, remember, you may be entitled to $10,000 in medical or lost wages under your PIP policy. In addition, you may receive payments for your pain, suffering, or for the suffering of a loved one. Contact us at 954-941-8363 or visit us on the web at southfloridaattorney.com.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about the firm's qualifications and experience.
It's a new year, and it's time to celebrate your love for life. Rockers in Recovery and the Seaside Inn present a free Valentine's weekend concert, Saturday, February 12th from 1 p.m. to 8 p.m., featuring former Joan Jett of the Blackhearts band member Ricky Burke. This alcohol-free event promises to be a rockin' celebration like no other, featuring Johnny B and the Road Dogs, Rhetoric, Rona Live, Keep Coming Back, and many more. It's the rock and roll extravaganza of the new year. The free Valentine's weekend concert, Saturday, February 12th from 1 p.m. to 8 p.m. Featuring former Joan Jett and the Blackhearts band member Ricky Burke. Presented by Rockers in Recovery and the Seaside Inn. Located at 311 Briny Avenue in Pompano Beach. For details, call 877-799-8773 or go online to holisticlifestylesradio.com.
The Defending Your Money show on AM 740 WSBR with Dan Ascani is all about you as the consumer, the investor, and the business, defending, building, and preserving your wealth in this tough economy. Let's spend drive time together defending your money. Listen to Dan Ascani and the Defending Your Money show Monday through Friday, 6 a.m., and again at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And, of course, you can always find it on Saturdays at 12:30 p.m. on AM 740 WSBR and stream live and archived on www.ascaniwm.com. And Blog Talk Radio.
The Seaside Inn is a private, sober hotel offering a serene beach haven where men and women in recovery can relax and enjoy life. We provide an upscale attitude in a humble, quiet setting just 50 yards from the beautiful Atlantic Ocean in Pompano Beach. Come and enjoy health events and wellness activities as you celebrate God's greatest gift, you. For information, call 954-249-5589. 954-249-5589. The Seaside Inn, located at 308 South Ocean Boulevard in Pompano Beach. 954-249-5589.
And we are back with more of That Sci-Fi Show right here on the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. Go check out our website, thatscifishow.com, as well as our parent website, holisticlifestylesradio.com. I am back, and of course, joining me in studio this week, Jeffrey Breslauer, Sci-Fi Amy, and my good friend RJ. See, I dropped the game apart.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
I know you do. And joining us in the next 15 minutes, we're going to have Jody Thompson on. You might remember her. She was Devin from the 4400. She's been in a number of sci-fi and action little bits, and starring with Eric McCormick in a couple. You might remember him from, he was Will and Grace, I believe, was the show he did. It was very popular for a while. And she'll be joining us. As she's going to be on Fringe next week, and we all, you know. She's going to be battling a, I believe from the description of the episode, it is a blue cloud that disintegrates your bones from the inside out.
Nice.
So Fringe is keeping up with the how crazy can we get thing.
Didn't the Simpsons do that?
I'm sure that, you know, in the long tradition of all things that we must remember on TV,
the Simpsons did it.
Yeah.
It's been done before. It'll be done again.
And speaking of Simpsons did it, I don't know if I didn't actually see the episode because I haven't watched The Simpsons in a while, losing kind of interest in it. But apparently last week, maybe RJ, you can elaborate on this if you saw the episode, but they did a World Trade Center joke.
I do not know of it.
Wait, who made a
World Trade Center? Something on The Simpsons. I was reading that they did a World Trade Center joke, and a lot of people were not happy with it. I like I said, I haven't actually seen the episode because I don't watch The Simpsons anymore. I think after season 13, it kind of lost interest. started repeating itself.
I'm just going to say, in my day-to-day job where I work in the news industry, I would think that I might have heard that in the field that I well the. The political leaning of the of where I'm working, I would expect to have heard something of that if they actually did it.
Yeah, this is true.
You got a lot of hell for making fun of Fox News and in recent weeks. Mm. Episodes I've not seen, but I've seen the pictures of the the jokes.
Maybe that's something to do with that. Who knows? You know, crazy bloggers on the internet that say anything.
Can probably see the joke on YouTube if they really did it.
We'll have to look that up on the
Well, yeah, show. Actually, I just looked it up. I'm reading about it right now.
Okay, so there was an incident.
There was. Yeah, they talked about the September 11th attacks.
Ah. Did it actually say what they said?
I'm trying to read it, you know. Can't talk.
Faster. Read and talk. Come on. This is radio. You got to be kind of moving, shaking.
Here, I can read. I'll read to you what it says. It says, the episode sees the Simpson family traveling to Manhattan to recover the family car, which was taken by Barney Gumble and abandoned outside the World Trade Center complex, therefore gaining numerous parking tickets and a wheel clamp.
That's a really old episode. Yeah.
Well, maybe I pulled up the wrong one. It says the City of New York versus Homer Simpson.
That's an incredibly old episode.
My bad. You can punish me later.
Okay. We'll let Jeffrey spank you.
All
I know
right.
how that's got.
Woo-hoo!
See, this place does get fringe benefits.
I'll even let you watch.
And eventually there'll be videotape of it, footage of
on
the
we'll
website.
We'll put it up on SciFiShow.com.
And then it'll be on YouTube.
For a while there, and I don't know what happened to the project there, but I remember when we were at DragonCon, Amy actually had quite a number of male celebrities stare at her upper chest area, and there was supposed to be a section of the website that was celebrities that had been caught staring at Amy.
Well, you know what? There was a reason why I didn't do that, and very soon we'll be able to put that up on our site.
All right, well, it'll be very funny when it does happen. I was actually there, and it was quite funny is that how many of these pictures are actually kind of candid and how many are actually, you know, posed. And the pose is very low.
Like the one with, what's his name, Billy West
and Phil Lamar, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, when I walked in, then they were already in there, and he's like, oh, you're the tits girl. Oops, sorry. Can't say.
No, you cannot say that
on
air.
Oh, my gosh. Well, that's what he said.
Yes.
Sorry, my bad.
Yes, he ran in there and said,
say that word.
Yeah. Moving on.
The movie girl.
Yeah, there you go.
So, yeah, I was very well known there. Apparently, and I don't think
you have earned you have earned a reputation at the conventions.
Yes, I have.
Especially in Atlanta. It's too bad you won't actually be joining us for an AcroCon. And speaking of an AcroCon, later on today, at the end of the show, for the last 15 minutes, we're going to have Ace Talking Wolf. That's right. His name is Ace Talking Wolf.
Apparently. The drunk pirate?
Yes, he is a drunk pirate, apparently.
Really?
Yes, he is one of the main people behind an AcroCon. He'll be joining us on the last 15 minutes to give us a quick update of what's going on, what to expect, and a little more explanation on what steampunk is and how the old alternate history timeline thing comes into play.
So don't feel so bad, Amy, about, you know, your little mishap a couple seconds ago. They got dumped because with the drunk pirate on the air, I'm sure Chris is going to be hitting that dump button pretty.
I'm always watching what I say, too. And here I go, and I – well, you know what?
I've been at this for a long time, and there are still times when I slip, so it's okay.
I feel honored. I was here.
That's
yes,
right.
Jeffrey got to witness it.
And you know what? When you get a recording of this, you'll get the recording raw.
Oh.
Everybody else gets the, you know, the edited version online. I actually think the online version is unedited,
too.
When
we do the blog talk, that's edited, right?
Yeah, that's right. So both online listeners and
online listeners,
Jeffrey Pressflower here will get copies that are unedited to hear the secret word that Amy said. Email us on Facebook, and we'll think of something cool to do with you. Why not? We need to get more people to our Facebook, facebook.com/thatscifishow. Tell us what the secret word is. message us. Do not post it on the wall.
Did you win a prize? No, I can't make that promise.
No, I don't have anything to give out.
If you're good looking, you win a date with me. If you look like Ben Browder.
It doesn't matter what words you use, she's yours.
Yeah, exactly.
But understand that comes at a price. You'll never get rid of her.
What?
All I remember is cops, you, taser gun, Ben Browder running for his life, okay? And that was only after an hour.
How long was the restraining order for?
You have to call the judge and find out in Atlanta. Silly, silly Amy and her obsession with Ben Browder.
Yeah, well, you know, I haven't been talking about him every week. I've been, you know.
No, you've been a lot better about not talking about him.
Right.
But you forgot
other things
the qualifier every week.
It's when Chris Lipton mentions him, or mentions the name Ben. Then I go, oh, Ben Browder, and he's like,
yeah,
no.
Whenever there's another Ben involved, somehow it revolves around him. It's a Freudian slip in her, you know, in her eyes.
Yeah.
What can I say? I want what I can't have.
Well, you and everybody else.
Right.
So I don't know if you guys have seen this, but there's a really cool 13-minute fan-made film called Lazy Teenage Superheroes.
I love the name.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It's just like three guys that have powers and one guy that doesn't. And, of course, the three guys that have powers, you know, yeah, sure, they do good things, but they're kind of, you know, they're not good people in the slightest bit, you know. But this is so well done, so well graphic, that it was only $300 to make, and a lot of people are saying this is better than most of the movies Hollywood puts out. So check out.
And a lot of the superhero TV shows on.
I mean, for what they did for $300 in this one little thing and how well it came out, there's no excuse for TV shows at this point. If these kids who have no budget whatsoever can do it with their just home computer,
there's still room for TV shows, just TV shows with better budgets than...
Well, exactly. I mean, I'm thinking, like, you know, there are a lot of little I'm sure Fringe has got a lot of, you know, great effects. I mean, the butterfly from season one where all the butterflies, I think it was the first or second episode.
I honestly have not watched.
That was... okay.
Sorry.
You know, there have been a lot of good, you know, high-quality scenes, but not all of them have been high-quality scenes. And if we're talking, you know, for 13 minutes equals $300... Jeff, you work very closely in TV. How much is the average TV episode, you would say?
A lot more than $300. $300 is basically the cost of a union extra.
Ah. Okay, so there you go.
So
sacrifice one union extra and put some effects in there, and you will get a better audience.
Yeah. The way it should work is the bigger the budget, the better the quality of the show.
But that's not always the case.
No, the paradigm doesn't always work, no.
No, because you also have, you know, people forget there's the middlemen, the producers and the nitpickers that like to have their little cut of the pie
right
before it goes out and get the return.
Yeah, and sometimes they pick more than their own nits. It doesn't always work.
No. No, and there have been a lot of good TV shows, and Fringe, unfortunately, it's in the famous Friday night death spot, Friday night, 9 o'clock on Fox, which has been a very infamous, any show that goes there has canceled within a season or two, you know, Firefly was in that series, in that spot, great series, everybody thought it was going to go on for forever, and after one season it was canceled.
I think Supernatural is there now, right?
On the WB, though.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's also good. But Supernatural, I was surprised at how long that series has actually gone on. I didn't think it would make past three seasons, but I'm, you know, what is it, on five or six now?
This is the sixth season, yeah.
Yeah, the sixth season now, and it's gotten very weird and very good, and then I'm trying to think of his name, Corin Dimmick. He was on the series for a while. As the crazy cousin.
The cousin. Well, he was actually, you know, a demon.
Yes, later found out to be the demon.
Found out he was a demon, yeah.
But that seems to be the case. Everybody they get close to, I'm your best friend, and then later on, I'm a demon.
Yeah.
Right.
I would sit here to watch you. You think at this point, you know, the next season they're going to walk in, hi, I'm your BAM. What? He was a demon. No, he was just, you know, Fred. Oh, well, out of this town we go.
The this is probably the last season, though. I mean, come on. They got Lucifer. How much, you know?
Yeah, they were talking about last season being the last season, and then they...
So now we're running the course
well,
of...
Well, last season would have been a good ending.
It would have.
Without,
you know, you think
without
that,
of course,
Sam coming back.
You know, him sitting at the table with, you know, the new family, and that was it.
Yeah.
That's the end. That would have been a really excellent ending. But then, I'm glad it's back on the air. For another season, but it's like, okay, well, they defeated the devil, so...
Yeah.
What else can they do?
All right, well, we'll get back to that when we get back from this break, along with Jody Thompson, who's probably calling us in on our hotline now. So we're going to go ahead and hit our next break. I am Chris West. This is That Sci-Fi Show on the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. Be sure to check out our website, thatscifishow.com. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Barbara Joy, the Shift Guru, and I invite you to connect with me every Monday, 2 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time on WWNN 1470 AM, Boca Raton, Florida, or blogtalkradio.com/ShiftGuru. Listen to the Creating Cafe, consider the possibilities, and let me assist you in shifting those limiting beliefs so you become the dynamic, creating individual you're intended to be.
The First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach has been part of the 12-step community for 14 years, and they've helped thousands of people to recover from addiction and the issues surrounding addiction. First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach is a sober living community built on the 12-step approach. Male or female, you can learn to be responsible again. Their 3 to 6 month intensive sober living house features a compassionate and structured program, and they work with attorneys and the courts. Call the First Step Sober House at Pompano Beach today, 954-942-7414. That's 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com. Remember, if the elevator to your success is broken, you must take the step. Take the first step today by calling First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach, 954-942-7414, or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com. Let me tell you about the Sound Pillow. Sound Pillow helps many people in early addiction recovery who suffer from stress, anxiety, fear, and long sleepless nights to get a comfortable night's sleep by providing a calming and soothing feeling for the mind's everyday distractions. Sound Pillow allows the mind to shut down, the body to relax, and the spirit to heal. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's soundpillow.com. And while you're there, check out the many endorsements from people and addiction treatment centers using the Sound Pillow. Don't lose another night's sleep. Call toll-free today, 877-846-6488. That's 877-846-6488. And let the healing begin. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's www.soundpillow.com.
Marketing your service today must include repetition at the right time on the right form. Spend your advertising dollars correctly. Spend your advertising money. Buy advertising at drive time, 6:30 a.m. and 5 p.m. in 4 South Florida counties. Thousands of listeners contact the Defending Your Money show on AM 740 WSBR and make your company part of the Money Talk Network, Ascani Wealth Management Network, Blog Talk Radio, and social media. Call 877-578-5788 for more information. Again, that's 877-578-5788.
And it is That Sci-Fi Show right here on the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. I'm your host, Chris West, joined this week in studio by RJ, Amy, and Jeffrey Breslauer. Guys, joining us on the phone right now is Jody Thompson, star of the 4400, and she'll be doing a guest spot this week on Fringe. Jody, how you doing, darling?
Hey, I'm great. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, it's a true privilege to get such a pretty lady on. I'm looking at your photo here on IMDb, and, you know, I have to say this. With the news that NBC has finally picked up Wonder Woman, are you going to go for it?
Oh, that's terrific news. See, I'm out of the loop. No, I don't know what in terms of what I think the casting is pretty much, you know, is, are we talking about Wonder Woman in the series? Or
Yeah. The, David E. Kelley presented NBC a couple months back with Wonder Woman before they had their big paradigm shift in management. They said no. But now that the shift has happened, he's re-presented it, and they have said, let's go for it. Let us put it together, a new Wonder Woman TV series. I'm looking at your picture. I can totally see you as Diana. You got to go for it. You have to.
You are so sweet. Thank you. That is just one of them. I'm going to keep that compliment. I will take it. Thank you very much. I don't know. We'll see, what my agent, if he wants to, you know, make his money, right?
Well, you got to put them to work, don't you? I mean, Jeff, you deal with agents all the time.
Crack the whip, you know how it is. No, I mean, that would be a wonderful project to work on. That sounds really exciting, yeah.
Well, you're up on Fringe next week, Friday at 9 o'clock, and it's a blue or pink cloud that disintegrates people's bones from the inside. Can you explain how this is all going to go down? I was talking to you on the phone. You were saying it's a very actually serious demeanor for the episode, where Fringe usually kind of has that, you know, playfulness to it.
Well, there. I mean, obviously, there's a lot of tongue in cheek, and there's all the relationship stuff that's going on, which is it's very exciting. But the actual subject matter of my scene is pretty heavy, so we didn't do a lot of joking around. Although, you know, it's kind of hard because Josh is just, I think he's just naturally funny, so he just sort of oozes that a little bit. He can't really keep it in as much as he tries to be serious and well-behaved. He has little jokes just sort of off the cuff, you know, against his best wishes, they come out, and he, you know, he's distracting that way, but...
what happens to the best of us?
What are you going to do? Yeah. And
he does
seem
very good serious, but he does have that smirk kind of like in the back of it, like the corner of his eye. You know, as much as serious he is, he wants to say a joke really bad because
he finds something about it.
No matter how dark this is, he finds something funny about it. That's the kind of guy he is.
And the funny thing comes out, right? It's exactly what happens. And as a side note, Anna is actually more beautiful in real life. You know, it's hard to believe things like this, but she's so nice and down to earth. And it was just so awesome working on the show. Besides, it's like one of the best shows on television. Anyway, so I was, you know, way too excited to be on it. But the back to the cloud of, you know, the biological weapon that disintegrates people's bones and then leaves them as like a big pile of skin. It's kind of, you know, it's not really a laughing matter. So
no, I don't think seeing a guy disintegrate from the inside out and watching, you know, kind of, I guess the in a comedic sense I can compare this to would be if you remember Men in Black, where,
yeah,
you know, the guy gets torn apart and then, you know, he's wearing the Earl suit.
Yeah, no, see, it's not as funny as that, well, I haven't actually gotten to see the whole episode, but the way it reads in the script is, it's pretty disturbing. Which, you know, of course, then the Fringe team has to follow the clues, which leads them to me, which leads them to actually, I don't know if it'll be a recurring character or not, but somebody who Olivia has passed ties to, and, you know, that complicates, you know, her life greatly, so it's...
Well, yeah, it always comes, you know, people from your past, you know, that seems to be, you know, as we were talking on the phone earlier, you know, things that define the sci-fi genre, the mysterious
backstory
person from your past would be one of the things we could easily add to that list.
For sure, I know, right? And these episodes are, they're not convoluted, but they're mind-bending, I think is the way Fox describes it, and I think that's a very, very apt description, especially for this episode anyway.
Very good, and that'll be this Friday at 9. But also, on top of that, you're also doing Sanctuary, which is on it's on Sci-Fi Channel, correct?
It is, yeah. It was a little webisode, and then they picked it up, and it's this big, fantastic special effects extravaganza now. I mean, they still have the same great homegrown cast, but like some of the effects they have on that show are just absolutely, they're just sick. They're so cool.
Well, we were talking actually in the segment before we had you on. There's a short clip, 13-minute fan-made video online called Lazy Teenage Superheroes that was made for $300. and the effects in it are just awesome. To the point that at this point, TV should no longer have any excuses into why
exactly.
graphics don't come out as good as they should.
Right, I know, right? It's not budgetary. It's purely a matter of who, what kind of talent you have in the back room there, right? So there's actually quite a long turnaround between the time we shoot Sanctuary and then when the air date is, because it does take a lot of time to create that magic.
In fact, it's actually coming out April 1st.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, really? April? April, that's like practically summer, right?
Yeah.
I know. And it was originally, the character was supposed to be a one-off guest star, but I get to come back. It's not
always
a bad
fun.
Thing.
Well, no, it's never, well, it depends on, you know, how your character is, whether it'll
yeah,
be a bad
well,
thing or not, but...
True.
But that is true that, well, once again, defining things of the sci-fi genre, and guys, feel free to chip in on anything you can think of that would be this, but this is probably one of the mainstays of sci-fi, is the ability to die and come back.
Oh, yes.
It's all based on popularity polls.
Yeah.
Right,
well,
and that's what we were saying. The only other thing is if you're in a daytime television show and you know, then it has to be a coma or, you know, some other kind of minor trauma that you actually recovered from, but it was your recovery was off screen. In sci-fi, you can actually die, and they can come up with some, you know, quantum mechanical reason why they could reassimilate your particles.
Rifts in time and space, you know, as we saw, you know, especially with the, you know, in the last season of Doctor Who, with Rory, who got sucked into the time, you know, vortex, and then got spit out as a Roman centurion, and then reborn again. And
yes,
the whole universe.
Exactly.
So, you know, if the whole universe can die and come back in Doctor Who, then anybody can die and come back in any series. And you know what? That's the
anything
great thing about
is,
sci-fi.
Anything is possible. Actually, the Filmmakers Institute, the sort of hobby I have, we're working on a project for Triumph, which is a particle physics laboratory at the University of British Columbia above my house. And the scientists there actually... they can show you mathematical probabilities that it's so fringy, right? All the atoms and electrons and whatnot in your hand, there's actually more space in your hand than there is matter. And they can video, they've got a camera that can record the fact that some of those molecules, and, you know, I'm being so layperson and calling them molecules, but... they disappear and
that's
then
that's fine. We're very lowbrow here. I'm an ignorant hillbilly from, you know,
I know
southern Ohio.
And all kinds of other subatomic particles, but to be lay, we'll call them molecules. They actually can photograph them disappearing and reappearing, and the question becomes then, where do they go when they've disappeared? And so there could, you know, it's demonstrable that there are parallel universes, possibly trillion, trillion, trillion light years away, but they must exist because where do those particles go?
Yeah,
so anyways,
I'll throw my little science hat in here. If you remember the law of conservation of energy, matter cannot be created or destroyed.
That's right. I know, a bit tangential. We should probably come back to the, you know, good old entertainment business, but that's, I don't know, I find it kind of interesting.
Well, that's actually very cool. You get to see both, you know, you get to film it and kind of live the fantasy of it. But then at the same time, you get to go to the, you know, the college and get to participate in the actual science of it and the realness of it. So you get to play out the fantasy of it and you get the real thing at the same time. You just, you know,
it is
that
the
is
best
probably
job
the coolest
in the world.
Thing I've ever heard. I mean, I thought I had a cool job just, you know, because I get to go to conventions, meet nice celebrities like you, hang out, do great interviews. But, you know, if I were to, you know, I don't think a college would let me walk in the door. Let me play with the big machine.
I know. Well, I'm not actually allowed to touch the cyclotron, but it's pretty, pretty phenomenal. You know, anyways, these little things excite me. Science fiction is, it's a really great medium for, in, you know, investigating and relating stories that are too close, that if you did an actual sort of what am I trying to say exactly? It's you know the term zeitgeist?
Mm-hmm.
Like the pulse of our time.
Yeah.
Projects like Fringe are they give us a kind of a vantage point that's close enough to our lives, but it's far enough away that we can get a perspective and take stock. You know, we can step back, for example, to see these things. But if you were talking, if you did a show on, you know, the geopolitics of the Middle East, people would really not be into watching it. But if you do one of parallel universes, it becomes slightly more interesting.
And it is, and it gives us a way to kind of look at future technologies. You know, a lot of future technology that of today was all based on, you know, the imagination of sci-fi and TV. And it kind of gave us a way of, especially with cloning, where it always had the moral dilemma of, is cloning moral? Is that a person a soul? Are they soulless? You know, what the whole deal is with that. And it kind of gives us an outlet to kind of, you know, I guess like much like the biodomes give scientists a way to study an environment, this gives us a way to see cause and effect of new technologies and sciences in our world.
Exactly. And, I mean, I'm lucky that Vancouver is just full of opportunities to work on sci-fi projects because, I quite enjoy them myself, so.
You do your number. You've been in the 4400. You've worked with Eric McCormick on a couple of sci-fi projects. And, you know, you're just all over the place. Now, what project is coming up, or is there a project that you would really like to do? What character would you is there a character that you'd like to create, kind of, and make a name for yourself? Or is there a character that's already created that you'd like to fill in and be, like, you know, the visual of?
Well, in the real world, I'm actually writing a feature-length screenplay with them. My collaborator is Lee Angutamarik from she's the lead actress in The Journals, which is a film by the makers of the Antan Atenarjuat, the fast runner. She lives in Nunavut. She's an Inuit woman, and so her and myself are hoping to create, I guess it's a psychological thriller masquerading as a Western, as if it was told by Terrence Malick. Kind of a phenomenological approach to filmmaking. But so that's in the real world. I am actually writing that screenplay, and that is the character that I want to play. It's the story follows an ambitious young nurse slash first missionary to the Arctic, where she risks everything to save a missing Inuvialuit girl, which is played by Lee. So that's in reality, but if I was to have any job, like, just created out of thin air for me especially, I want to be Liz Lemon's long-lost sister on 30 Rock, because that is probably one of my favorite shows as well. As well as Fringe and Sanctuary, of course.
Yeah, of course. You always have to point the ones you're on.
I don't know why she's, I mean,
There is something about Tina Fey. There are times when I want to not like Tina Fey, but she's just got that smile.
Exactly.
That no matter how much, like, I don't like her, I have to like her because she's just a nice person and funny generally.
I don't even know if she's nice, but she's really smart. I've never met her.
Yeah.
And the Liz Lemon character, that's actually, like, it's probably bad publicity for me to say, but that's actually what I'm like. And I know people think I'm very exotic looking and, you know, I have to laugh because I'm not the sexual predator that I get to play all the time, but I like see myself like I could be related to Liz Lemon, and there you have it. That's I've said too much.
Jodie Thompson, the ultimate girl next door. I guess we'll have to change it to that instead of the sexual predator. As per your words, I thought that would come out of one of us, but I'm kind of glad it came out of you.
And maybe Wonder Woman.
I'm always questionably motivated. Thank you guys so much for having me, by the way.
Oh, it has been a true privilege and pleasure you having on that sci-fi show. Give us a call anytime you want to promote yourself. You've been just truly great on this show. And Jody, and thank you for joining us on that sci-fi show this week.
So much fun, guys. See you later.
And you can learn more about her by her website, jodythompson.com.
That's right. All right, well, we'll be taking our final break here before the top of the hour. And when we get back, we'll finish up with news and comment, and we'll come back with Jeff Breslauer as we talk Oscar nominations.
Hello, I'm Barbara Joy, the Shift Guru, and I invite you to connect with me every Monday 2 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time on WWNN 1470 AM, Boca Raton, Florida, or blogtalkradio.com/ShiftGuru. Listen to the Creating Cafe, consider the possibilities, and let me assist you in shifting those limiting beliefs so you become the dynamic, creating individual you're intended to be.
In the fast-paced world we live in, it's hard to find a company that has an impeccable reputation based on professional skill and knowledge, coupled with a strong work ethic, honesty, and integrity. Welcome to the world of Canatelli Builders Incorporated. Specialists in custom residential and commercial construction for three generations, CBI finishes the job as agreed and on time. Browse our website at www.canatellibuilders.com, read the testimonials, then call us at 954-977-2775 and let us add your name to our list of satisfied customers. While at the site, be sure to follow the link for complete information about Chinese drywall and what it may mean to you. Integrity, ethics, honesty, knowledge, performance, service, experience, Canatelli Builders. 954-277-2775. Canatelli Builders, the official contractor for the Florida Panthers.
All Florida bail bonds, over 13 years of in-the-business experience, plus hundreds of hours of court time, possesses the knowledge and experience to help you through all situations. All Florida bail bonds has prior law enforcement, military, and professionals with business experience, making all Florida bail bonds very well respected in the community. When you need a bail bondsman, make sure to choose one with a great reputation, that's competent, and a knowledgeable staff, and the drive to appreciate your business. All Florida bail bonds. Call today at 954-565-2424 or at 866-ALL-BAIL. That's 866-ALL-BAIL.
It's a new year, and it's time to celebrate your love for life. Rockers in Recovery and the Seaside Inn present a free Valentine's weekend concert, Saturday, February 12th from 1 p.m. to 8 p.m., featuring former Joan Jett of the Blackhearts band member Ricky Bird. This alcohol-free event promises to be a rockin' celebration like no other, featuring Johnny B and the Road Dogs, Rhetoric, Rona Live, Keep Coming Back, and many more. It's the rock and roll extravaganza of the new year. The free Valentine's weekend concert, Saturday, February 12th from 1 p.m. to 8 p.m. Featuring former Joan Jett and the Blackhearts band member Ricky Bird. Presented by Rockers in Recovery and the Seaside Inn. Located at 311 Briney Avenue in Pompano Beach. For details, call 877-799-8773 or go online to holisticlifestylesradio.com.
And we are back with more of That Sci-Fi Show right here on the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. I am Chris West, your host, bringing you everything in the world of science fiction, fantasy, all that genre entertainment that makes you, you know, live, survive. And I don't know if we've heard, you know, we've kind of only been saying it for weeks on end now, but we're throwing on a concert. That's right. Ricky Bird from Joan Jett and the Blackhearts is going to be joining us as we put on the Love of Recovery event February 12th. Right here in Pompano Beach, Florida, at the Seaside Inn. You just heard the commercial, 311 Briney Avenue. Go ahead and just go down 95 to Atlantic, Atlantic to the A1A, and just one block south on A1A, and you're right there. You can't miss it. How are you going to miss it? It's a giant party on the beach for free. And on top of that, and I'm going to play the song here in a minute so you know what song to go get. If you go to holisticlifestylesradio.com, Broken is a Place by Ricky Bird, you can download the single. Burn it to a CD. We want you to. Take it to the event. Ricky Bird is going to sign it, and it's going to be an official Ricky Bird, Broken as a Place, single, signed and authenticated by him. So we're going to go out right now with Broken as a Place. Enjoy the song, and we'll be back in the next hour.
Down the drain. Anything to fix me quick. I'm getting high.
I couldn't quit. I never thought that I would see the day. I'd hit my knees and I would start to pray. Suddenly I felt the spark that picked me up and led me from the dark. Could it be God?
The Defending Your Money Show on AM 740 WSBR with Dan Ascani is all about you as the consumer, the investor, and the business defending, building, and preserving your wealth in this tough economy. Let's spend drive time together defending your money. Listen to Dan Ascani and the Defending Your Money Show Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. and again at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And, of course, you can always find it on Saturdays at 12:30 p.m. on AM 740 WSBR and stream live and archived on www.ascaniwm.com and Blog Talk Radio.
WWMA, Pompano Beach.
It's time to celebrate your love for life. Rockers in Recovery and the Seaside Inn present a free Valentine's weekend concert Saturday, February 12th from 1 p.m. to 8 p.m. featuring former Joan Jett and the Blackhearts band member Ricky Bird, plus Johnny B and the Rose Dogs, Rhetoric, Road Alive, Keep Coming Back, and more. It's the Rock and Roll Extravaganza of the new year. The free Valentine's Weekend Concert, Saturday, February 12th from 1 p.m. to 8 p.m. For details, call 877-799-8773 or go to HolisticLifestylesRadio.com.
Let me tell you about the Sound Pillow. Sound Pillow helps many people in early addiction recovery who suffer from stress, anxiety, fear, and long sleepless nights to get a comfortable night's sleep by providing a calming and soothing feeling for the mind's everyday distractions. Sound Pillow allows the mind to shut down, the body to relax, and the spirit to heal. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's soundpillow.com. And while you're there, check out the many endorsements from people and addiction treatment centers using the Sound Pillow. Don't lose another night's sleep. Call toll-free today, 877-846-6488. That's 877-846-6488. And let the healing begin. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's www.soundpillow.com.
My name is Charles Beckert. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident due to the negligence of another, care enough to hire Beckert & Associates to protect your rights. We are an AV-rated law firm and have 45 years of combined experience. We are all former prosecutors and have all worked for the insurance companies, so we know what they're up to. They have their attorneys, and so should you. When involved in an accident, remember, you may be entitled to $10,000 in medical or lost wages under your PIP policy. In addition, you may receive payments for your pain, suffering, or for the suffering of a loved one. Contact us at 954-941-8363 or visit us on the web at southfloridaattorney.com.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about the firm's qualifications and experience.
In the fast-paced world we live in, it's hard to find a company that has an impeccable reputation based on professional skill and knowledge, coupled with a strong work ethic, honesty, and integrity. Welcome to the world of Canatelli Builders Incorporated. Specialists in custom residential and commercial construction for three generations, CBI finishes the job as agreed and on time. Browse our website at www.canatellibuilders.com, read the testimonials, then call us at 954-977-2775 and let us add your name to our list of satisfied customers. While at the site, be sure to follow the link for complete information about Chinese drywall and what it may mean to you. Integrity, ethics, honesty, knowledge, performance, service, experience, Canatelli Builders. 954-277-2775. Canatelli Builders, the official contractor for the Florida Panthers.
The Seaside Inn is a private, sober hotel offering a serene beach haven where men and women in recovery can relax and enjoy life. We provide an upscale attitude in a humble, quiet setting just 50 yards from the beautiful Atlantic Ocean in Pompano Beach. Come and enjoy health events and wellness activities as you celebrate God's greatest gift, you. For information, call 954-249-5589. 954-249-5589. The Seaside Inn, located at 308 South Ocean Boulevard in Pompano Beach. 954-249-5589.
This is That Sci-Fi Show with your hosts, Jody Donovan.
The Olympic shot putter.
He's a miraculous miracle incarnate, Chris Willis.
Dianetic!
Oh, you can eat my furry ass!
Your authority is not recognized in Fort Kickass. It's like you channel dead crazy people.
Sci-fi ABD.
The Flavor Enhancer.
Get out now or Sting get weird. Your call, Warden.
And we are back with more of That Sci-Fi Show right here on the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. Joining me in the studio this hour, Sci-Fi Amy, Jeffrey Breslauer, and my good friend RJ. Guys, how are you doing this second hour?
Doing good. You know, during the interview with Jody Thompson, last segment, I was thinking about when she was talking about characters coming back to life in the sci-fi universe. I don't know if everyone knows this week, Johnny Torch died and was killed off in the Fantastic Four comics.
Really?
Right. For a while now, they had been saying that a character was going to be killed off. And my guess was always Johnny Storm, being as he's the one central character that can be killed off.
Well, any one of them can be killed off and brought back, but that's the thing I'm thinking of is, how is it going to be, a year, 2 years, three, or even a few months before he comes back?
Well, there have been other Human Torches as well, so maybe we'll see a new Human Torch.
No, but as a predominantly popular character.
Yeah.
Superman's been killed off. Batman's been killed off recently and brought back to life.
Yeah.
Captain America's been killed off in the past few years and brought back.
Yes, that's right. It's very interesting, you know, like I say, in comics, in sci-fi, you know, everything that is covered under our genre. I think if you look at all the things that really make it a list of items that make that genre, the ability to die and come back pretty much wraps up and defines a good 80% of it. I mean,
alternate universe, trapped in time.
I think the other, you know, good example of that would be Bender from Futurama in the Pondsworth Paradox episode, where Bender, you know, clone, alien, alternate, taking all bets. It's at this point, the more creative you can get with it, you know, and you can loosely base it on some kind of science, or just flat out say magic in the universe is awesome. You know, there you go. People can be brought back. Time can be written.
Funny thing is, when you talk about a character, especially like in comic books, dying and then coming back, one of the most interesting ones where they addressed certain issues that they didn't usually address was Green Arrow. When he died, and then about a year or so later, Hal Jordan brings his body back to life.
Yeah.
But there's no soul in it.
Ah.
And it turns out that Green Arrow then has a near-death experience, and he sees his soul, who's been sort of like in heaven, I guess, practicing archery.
Of course. Because what are you going to do with your downtime in heaven?
Yeah.
Get better.
Sounds like Sam from Supernatural.
Yeah. So when he comes back, he's actually better. Which is kind of interesting.
That seems to be the other central theme around the coming back, is that no matter how, you know, whenever you come back, except I guess in the case of Harry Potter and Voldemort, where he came back weak. But normally when somebody comes back, like the Master comes back in Doctor Who, he's always stronger and more evil. You know, that seems to be the other staple, is when you come, you know, when you die and come back, you come back just a little bit stronger and a little bit more evil.
Or a little bit more good.
This is true, because there is the flip side of that, I guess what you would call the Shakespearean side, where the villain, you know, has that experience and then decides to turn good, and then usually later goes back to being a villain.
Yeah, whatever happened after A Christmas Carol?
Okay, what happened like the next day after that?
The next day, back to bah humbug.
Yeah, you know, 2 years down the line, nothing's really changed. Hey, I'm still living. They said I was going to die. I'm wasting a lot of money paying these people.
Yeah.
They don't bring me quite the joy that the ghost said they would.
Yeah, yeah. I had more fun torturing them.
And ever since I've been good, more people come asking me for money.
Yeah, I'm losing more money to charity here.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to start begging soon. Screw this. You know what? All of you leave. And you know what? Leave your wallets by the door. You know, the big guy will beat you up. We're going back old school here. Back to the coal mine, people. And I hope you got a canary.
Get back to work, Kitty Tim.
Yeah, exactly. Take that crutch and make it firewood. Oh, the evils that are that sci-fi show right here on the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. I don't know if you guys read about this, but apparently Mark Ruffalo may not actually be... Well, he's going to be Dr. Banner in the new Hulk movie, but he said that he himself was going to play the Hulk as well. And looking at Mark Ruffalo, then my first thought was, there's no way.
Well, I would imagine he'd be using a CGI capture suit. But I did read that same article that I don't remember the other actor's name, but someone else said claimed on Twitter that he has just gotten the part to play the CGI Hulk.
Yes, that's right. It's his name is Mole. He is a. I'm sorry, I don't have his first name here. I thought it was his full name, but no.
I'm looking it up.
He's a stunt actor that, you know, does many films, and he went in yesterday to apply for the part and, you know, audition for it, and walked away with a yes. And then, of course, and I think this is the second time this has happened in a couple of weeks where somebody got too excited on their Twitter page. If you remember the Red Dwarf's, announcement a couple of weeks ago or last week, you know, you got too excited on the Twitter and everybody knew about it when they weren't supposed to know about it.
Oops.
So now we all know. Oops.
It could have been done on purpose.
Much like the, many things that happened that, you know, get stopped beforehand due to whatever licensing right on TV or movies that end up, you know, somehow the magic edit cut ends up, you know, on the internet.
Of course.
You know, our lovely friend, the internet, and they'll, but it's kind of getting hard to download things because, they talked about this last week, but Funimation is actually going through with their lawsuit against 1,337 people that have downloaded an episode of One Piece. They put a tracker on, and whoever's computer it showed up on, you're part of the lawsuit now. So, way to go, Funimation. You know, if there's one group that can't really complain about, you know, bootleg copies, it's anime. I mean, since, you know, when, you know, way back when, the days when we used to mail tapes to Japan and have them, you know, copy it off the TV and mail them back.
Now you just watch them on the internet.
But exactly. But, I mean, it's going on since this, you know, forever. If you were going to stop it, you would have done it years ago.
They have to keep up with the times. As technology changes, they have to adapt and update.
Yeah, true.
Now you can see better copies of bootlegs.
Exactly.
Yeah, now we get screener copies the day after the movie comes out.
Or even before.
Sometimes
or weeks before.
And this way, when they go into the theaters, it's not some guy with Parkinson's who's holding the camera.
Oh, those are always the worst. And then the guy that gets scared and throws the camera, like, you know, tries to hide it.
Or the same move
where his legs are crossed and he's hunched over.
Yeah. Or there's a couple that's sitting in front of the camera and the guy gets up, hey, you want more popcorn? Hold on a second. Oh, I got a scratch right there. And okay, I'm going to head off the screen now.
Yeah, the ominous shadow that does funny things in the front row. Oh, bootlegs. The funny things you put us through.
So yeah. I just went on Twitter because I never go on Twitter, but Stewie Griffin says, as Valentine's Day quickly approaching, men, save yourself some money. Break up with your girlfriends right now and get back on February 15th. I love Stewie.
That is quite brilliant.
Isn't it?
That is quite brilliant.
You know, with my experiences with women and, you know, especially psycho women, no, that wouldn't work.
Of course, it also says, as the government of Egypt has blocked all internet access in the country, happy days for porn DVD sellers.
Yeah, you know, with all the turmoil and unrest, I mean, they finally got their cell phones back, but still the internet is cut off. So, I mean, the porn industry, you know, as far as DVDs, because, you know, I've seen many adult bookstores around town, but I don't see, you know, the lines that there used to be. I mean, there's not many cars in front of them as there used to be.
Well, can't you just go on the internet now and watch porn?
There are plenty of internet sites.
Right. I mean, that's what I hear,
porn.
You know, with my guy friends. They're like, oh, you should watch this. I'm like,
I have guy friends.
My
buddies. Oh, I'm not saying you don't have guy friends, but I'm just thinking it's kind of interesting.
He's doing the little quotation.
Well, I'll get ready. I'm about to do it as well.
I'm not allowed to have friends.
No, you are. I'm sure you have guy friends.
I'm sure you have guy friends,
but the way that you're referring to that, the way I heard it.
You're not bullying anyone.
Guy friends.
Come on. I have more guy friends than I have girlfriends because, you know, women are backstabbers, and men just tell you bluntly. They don't sugarcoat anything. They tell it like it is.
Yeah, this is true.
You know me. I got a mind of a guy.
Unfortunately. Well, I guess fortunately in its own right, too.
Yeah, and it gets me into trouble sometimes.
It gets you into a lot of trouble.
Yes.
Welcome to the club.
I've been in the club quite a while.
Yeah. I'm in trouble. I'm too pretty to be in trouble.
I was reading off this text I got to this coworker of mine, this guy, and he was like, oh, my gosh, he said that, how rude. Yeah, I would smack him, and I'm like, why? And I'm like, I would say the same thing. And I'm like, you know, I think like a guy, too. It's not like I'm a girl and he's, like, texting that. Then I'd be like, oh, you know. But, no, I'm like, I think like a guy, so it was fine.
Well.
He wanted to smack him. I'm like, well, you know.
He just wanted to smack him and touch him.
Yeah, probably.
Like most men. Any physical contact
yeah.
Oh, get
can
from
you,
Amy, though.
Can I have a hug?
In quotes.
Right, exactly. Should I wiggle a little while I do it?
Hands on the jump on.
I did not say anything bad.
No, I didn't, but it might be coming.
It is probably coming, and that is why we're going to go ahead and jump to a break right now.
Oh, I'm so bad.
Yes, you are.
Punish me later.
I will. it is That Sci-Fi Show right here on the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. Be sure to check out our website, holisticlifestylesradio.com, as well as thatscifishow.com, where you can get updated archives of all our shows, check out what's going on in our world, and just generally play around. We got games and stuff on there. It's a fun site. You know, why not? You got nothing else to do. I see you on Facebook just hanging out playing with yourself, you know. Check out thatscifishow.com. It's a great website. We'll be right back on the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network.
The Seaside Inn is a private sober hotel offering a serene beach haven where men and women in recovery can relax and enjoy life. We provide an upscale attitude in a humble, quiet setting just 50 yards from the beautiful Atlantic Ocean in Pompano Beach. Come and enjoy health events and wellness activities as you celebrate God's greatest gift, you. For information, call 954-249-5589. 954-249-5589. The Seaside Inn, located at 308 South Ocean Boulevard in Pompano Beach. 954-249-5589. The First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach has been part of the 12-step community for 14 years, and they've helped thousands of people to recover from addiction and the issues surrounding addiction. First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach is a sober living community built on the 12-step approach. Male or female, you can learn to be responsible again. Their 3 to 6 month intensive sober living house features a compassionate and structured program, and they work with attorneys and the courts. Call the First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach today, 954-942-7414. That's 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com. Remember, if the elevator to your success is broken, you must take the steps. Take the first step today by calling First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach, 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com.
Paul Board of Bail Bonds, over 13 years of in-the-business experience, plus hundreds of hours of court time, possesses the knowledge and experience to help you through all situations. Paul Board of Bail Bonds has prior law enforcement, military, and professionals with business experience, making all Board of Bail Bonds very well respected in the community. When you need a bail bondsman, make sure to choose one with a great reputation that's competent and a knowledgeable staff and the drive to appreciate your business. Paul Board of Bail Bonds. Call today at 954-565-2424 or at 866-ALL-BAIL. That's 866-ALL-BAIL.
It's a new year, and it's time to celebrate your love for life. Rockers in Recovery and the Seaside Inn present a free Valentine's weekend concert, Saturday, February 12th from 1 p.m. to 8 p.m., featuring former Joan Jett of the Blackhearts band member Ricky Burns. This alcohol-free event promises to be a rockin' celebration like no other, featuring Johnny B and the Road Dogs, Rhetoric, Rona Live, Keep Coming Back, and many more. It's the rock and roll extravaganza of the new year. The free Valentine's weekend concert, Saturday, February 12th from 1 p.m. to 8 p.m. Featuring former Joan Jett and the Blackhearts band member Ricky Bird. Presented by Rockers in Recovery and the Seaside Inn. Located at 311 Briney Avenue in Pompano Beach. For details, call 877-799-8773 or go online to holisticlifestylesradio.com.
And we are back with more of That Sci-Fi Show, playing the Doctor Who theme, because our guest here, Jeffrey Breslauer, joining us in studio today, actually got a chance to work on a Doctor Who. How would you describe it? Is it a fan film?
It is technically a fan film. It's an independent film. Now,
I am a huge fan of Doctor Who.
Who isn't?
You're in the right room here.
Yes. Well, there's a guy, his name is John Reed Adams, and he goes to a lot of the conventions. And he wrote a script. And it's called Doctor Who, A Survivor's Triangle. And this is not part of the canon, and it's not linear. It's not a current Doctor. It's Doctor Who number 13.
Okay.
The 12th regeneration. And friends of mine were also the producer and the director of this, and they wanted me to be in it.
I would assume, you know, the moment you heard, hey, we have this project, it's done, sold, I'm in.
Yeah, well, almost. I said, guys, I'm a huge fan. I would love to do it. I am a union actor. Wow. So if you want me in it, I have to get approval from the Screen Actors Guild.
Yes.
And they looked at me for about a couple of seconds, and they said, okay. And they actually did the paperwork. The producer, Brian Zazara, did the paperwork and got it done.
Awesome.
It was directed by Harrison Biswas. And I play the master.
Ah, very good.
It was
You seem to have a thing for the evil characters there. I mean, playing the Joker, your character, you know, on Swamp Thing was an evil scientist.
Yeah.
You really dig the evil character, don't you?
It was so cathartic. I love doing the evil guys. It's so much more therapeutic, I guess, than playing the good guy. No, you play the good guy, and yeah, he's good and nice and acts nice, but
they
never
get to have the fun.
Yeah, playing the bad guy. I mean, I got to torture the doctor and torture the companion, and at the end of the day, it was like it's Miller time. You know, I was having a great time. It was wonderful. It was very therapeutic. It's better than psychoanalysts.
Yeah, I guess so, because it gives you a nice way to kind of just, you know, instead of, you know, you have to, you know, instead of kind of repressing the dark voices at this point, you have to let them out, because, I mean, in order to really come through as the character, you know, who, you know, follows these dark voices constantly, you get to, you know, it's nice to kind of dive into your own, let them out and play for a little bit, and then put them back in their box at the end of the day and just feel kind of, you know, I guess, you know, refreshed, because you got it out of your system.
Yeah, because my evil inner child just took a vacation.
There you go.
And what was really funny is the whole series, it was broken up into 10 parts, and it was put on, it's on YouTube, but it's also part of Fan Rant Productions. And it was in 10 installments. And the total viewership is now over 3,000.
Nice.
Oh, wow.
So what was really funny was some of the comments on there. Yeah, the master's really creepy. Ooh, the master's evil. Ooh, I can't wait to see the next one. And it's like, I love my job.
Well, you know, the evil character is usually the most memorable.
Yeah.
This is true. Well, yeah,
I mean,
you have your
companions and stuff, but come on.
Well, yeah.
The evil guy, everybody remembers the evil guy.
Sure.
Well, yeah, of course. I mean, you always have the two. You're always going to remember the main character, the good guy.
Right.
But you're always going to love the bad guy, because
exactly.
You're going to love to hate him.
Right.
You know, your good guy isn't as good.
Without
doesn't
that
mean
guy.
As much without that bad guy to be that bad, to be that evil, to be the line that the good guy won't cross.
That's right.
It, you have to have it. You have
it
to have both.
It makes the
it
good
is
guy.
The yin and yang.
Yeah,
you have
the
to
evil
have both
makes
sides.
The good guy.
Exactly. I mean, you know, without the evil, what's the good guy going to do? Sit around
exactly.
And, you know, hit the bars because he's got, you know, no crime to stop.
Yeah. I make his life interesting.
Exactly.
Now, obviously, like we said, you like to play the evil guys, and, you know, it seems to be your thing. Is there an evil guy in particular that you, you know, you haven't got a chance to play, or that, you know, just something you really want to dive into? How far, you know, I guess how far are you really willing to take this evil skit to?
As far as producers will let me take it, I guess. I you know, there is good and evil in everybody, and especially it's not like the old days of storytelling where the good guy was all good and the evil guy was all evil, you know, twirling the mustache and tying the heroin to the railroad tracks and that sort of thing. And now you have evil people, but there's a certain, I guess, something about them that the audience can relate to. So they're not all bad. Because if they were all bad,
you wouldn't like them.
You would want them to die sooner.
Right.
You know, it's no good that way. You have to be able to relate to them.
Yeah, exactly. Like I was stating earlier, it's kind of, you know, for the actor, it's kind of nice because you get to really, really dive into it as the actor portraying the character, letting the dark voices out. Whereas, you know, us, the viewer, vicariously, you know, and without you being as dark and as good, we don't get to, you know, really let our dark side out as well and kind of root for you. And just, you know, everybody roots for the hero at the end of the movie. But, you know, there's always that scene where the bad guy's doing something and you're just, come on. Oh, he is going to, this is going to be good.
See, one of the things that I would really love to do, I would really love to tackle an anti-hero. You know, sort of like half of the characters in Watchmen.
Yeah. I would
love to do something on the order of Rorschach.
Yeah, I could definitely see you as that kind of, yes, I'm a good guy, but I'm doing things in a bad way, you know, very Punisher.
Yeah, Punisher or Dexter.
Yeah, very Dexter.
Something like that.
Actually, I could also, you know, now that you mentioned Dexter, you know, was it season 6 coming up now?
Yep.
Season 5 just finished up. Yeah, I would be throwing my hat in for the season 6 villain there, because if there's somebody that could really put Dexter to his push his buttons, it's you. Because, you know, the evil you do, it's that no matter how crazy things are getting, I'm still calm, cool, and collective and just having a blast. Which, you know, that's kind of Dexter's thing, is that even though, you know, all these crazy things, because he is so, you know, disturbed himself, he can kind of sit through it. But you'd be able to, you know, kind of, you know, test him a little bit. I could definitely see you, you know, putting Dexter to the test and, you know, maybe, who knows, being the one that got away.
Could be. That'd be nice.
Get to come back. I love it. Subsequent episodes.
Yeah, well, you know, you gotta be, you know, work it to where, you know, you're going to be coming back. I mean, you know, if the guy gets killed off, that's no more work for you.
Yeah. You know, one of the, you speak about a killer who really gets under the main character's skin and winds up coming back. You ever watch the show Criminal Minds?
I can't say that I have. I've seen bits and pieces of it, but I've never actually seen, you know, episodes in sequence.
If you do, there is one character played by C. Thomas Howell.
Ooh, okay.
Called the Reaper.
Oh, very good.
And he just has like 3 or 4 episodes before his story arc is finally over, and they're not one after the other.
Yeah.
You know, you have one episode, and then you wait like 4 or 5 episodes before he comes back again, and then he comes back again, and he just, you look at him, and you want to help the good guy kill him. You really do. He's just no remorse, no feelings of empathy toward anything. But there's something about him that he's like a train wreck. You just can't turn your eyes away from him.
Yeah.
And when the good guy finally wins, there's this whole cathartic moment, like it's, you're wrung out from watching it. It's amazing television, and the character is so well written. Yeah, he comes out in season 4 in Criminal Minds.
Very good. Then C. Thomas Howell. And C. Thomas Howell is a very good actor. He does very well for himself. And, you know, I guess, you know, as far as that goes, is, you know, I could also say, you know, the one that always, and I've always said he was the scariest of all horror movies of all time, was Cape Fear.
Oh,
because the only one that can come true. I mean, and let's, you know, we live in the really real world here. You know, the dead do not come back, unfortunately. And when it does happen, we'll change my rules and principles on society here. But as far as scary movies go, I mean, that was always the thing. Is you remembered later on in the middle of the, you know, Jason's not going to come through my door. Freddy's not going to come into my dreams. But De Niro could totally walk through that, you know, and slice me up or do whatever he wants with me at any point in time. And just that surreal moment where he doesn't break eye contact, even though he knows he's going down, he knows he's going to die, but he's got to leave that imprint of evil on them so that they never truly stop fearing him.
And just that visual of him, his head just coming out of the swamp water.
Yeah.
And his eyes are already open. He's just like in some sort of a creature just coming up.
Yeah, it's like I said, if in all the horror movies and all the films I've seen that have had that tactic, to even Saw, nobody's, you know, no guys, if you've ever met an engineer, they're usually pretty chill guys. You know,
no.
I haven't seen one that's flipped out yet and made crazy machines, and, you know. But De Niro in Cape Fear as a villain, just, you know, as the villain who was not only, you know, started out as just a regular guy who was wronged because he, you know, had a few tattoos and didn't look right, and his lawyer didn't really fight for him.
Right.
So he, you know, goes in the clink, and instead of, you know, like most guys, just working out and getting stupid and, you know, trying to settle the next, you know, figure the next score, no. Educates himself, learns that his lawyer screwed him over, and works out and puts together this whole great plan to just, you know, not only, you know, no, I'm not going to just go kill the guy. No, I'm going to mess with his life terribly, and there's nothing he can do about it.
Yeah.
And it's just, to me, that's the real villain. If you can pull that off, that, you know, the quintessential De Niro in the water scene, just that pure, no matter where you go, from now on, when you close your eyes, you're going to see mine, and it's going to scare the hell out of you.
Yeah. And to De Niro's credit, you know, Cape Fear was a remake.
Yes, it was.
And De Niro just took it to the next level.
Yes. I've seen the original, and it is nowhere. It's very good. You know, it's still got that tenseness Cape Fear should have. But De Niro just adds that extra, you know, turns it up from 10 to 11 on the psycho meter. But, you know, like I said, the best psychos are always the ones that are calm, cool, and collected. But I think the one thing I really liked about De Niro is he made you laugh.
Yeah.
You know, he pulled that. I would love to, you know, if I ever get the chance to ask him if he had, you know, a Joker influence in that. Because he always had the really big smile, you know, whenever he was in public and he was, you know, doing something that was being seen. He always had the smile, was always Mr. Party, making everybody laugh. It's a good time. I'm very simple. And then, bam, when the darkness hits, face gets serious and we're going to business and no, you're not walking out of here alive.
Yeah.
Speaking of villains, I'm just, with having the opportunity to play the Master in a Survivor's Triangle,
mm-hmm.
In preparing for the role, I'm just curious, did you take any, were you given free range to develop the character?
Pretty much was. They did have a couple of, I guess, guidelines for me. For one thing, they did not want me to use a British accent, even though the doctor does. And the second one was pretty much, think more along the lines of Hannibal Lecter.
Interesting.
In other words, take everything in. Bring everything down.
Yeah.
You know, the one thing that we, and I agreed with them, do not go for the Eric Roberts Master,
yeah,
from the movie. And don't even go for either Roger Delgado or Anthony Ainley from the TV show.
Yeah.
Because they're too much over-the-top villains. I mean, even as the doctor always says, the Master has that rubbish beard.
Yeah.
And he looked like a villain. He looks like a second cousin to Ming the Merciless.
Yes,
especially, you know, Eric Roberts, who, toward the end with the cloak and the collar that's way up and the whole regalia. They wanted, and I totally agreed with that, they wanted someone who was normal in appearance, and there was just something bubbling under the surface.
Yeah.
You know, it's like looking at somebody and really, yeah, it seemed to be a nice guy and everything, and there's something just not right.
Yeah, it's the quiet guy, you know. You always say hi to him because you know the day he snaps, you know, he'll look at you and he's like, okay, you can live. You said hi.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you know there's just something not quite right about it. And we'll get back into that more when we get back from this break. You know, I definitely want to dive more into this topic because there's just so far we can go with it, especially when you're talking about, you know, Doctor Who villains.
Oh, yeah.
The Master being one of the most complex villains. And you know, I'm anxious to see within the last series, last season where they had the Dream Lord, if he is going to be the new Vice Lord, which was promised to come out in the, you know, between the 11th and 13th regeneration.
Oh, wow.
So we'll see what happens. But we'll be right back on That Sci-Fi Show right here on the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. Jeffrey Breslauer in studio. I'm Chris West, your host. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Marketing your service today must include repetition at the right time on the right form. Spend your advertising dollars correctly. And spend your advertising money by advertising at drive time 6:30 a.m. and 5 p.m. in 4 South Florida counties. Thousands of listeners contact the Defending Your Money show on AM 740 WSBR and make your company part of the Money Talk Network, Ascani Wealth Management Network, Blog Talk Radio, and social media. Call 877-578-5788 for more information. Again, that's 877-578-5788.
Let me tell you about the Sound Pillow. Sound Pillow helps many people in early addiction recovery who suffer from stress, anxiety, fear, and long sleepless nights to get a comfortable night's sleep by providing a calming and soothing feeling for the mind's everyday distractions. Sound Pillow allows the mind to shut down, the body to relax, and the spirit to heal. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's soundpillow.com. And while you're there, check out the many endorsements from people and addiction treatment centers using the Sound Pillow. Don't lose another night's sleep. Call toll free today. 877-846-6488. That's 877-846-6488. And let the healing begin. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's www.soundpillow.com.
The Seaside Inn is a private, sober hotel offering a serene beach haven where men and women in recovery can relax and enjoy life. We provide an upscale attitude in a humble, quiet setting just 50 yards from the beautiful Atlantic Ocean in Pompano Beach. Come and enjoy health events and wellness activities as you celebrate God's greatest gift, you. For information, call 954-249-5589. 954-249-5589. The Seaside Inn, located at 308 South Ocean Boulevard in Pompano Beach. 954-249-5589.
It's time to celebrate your love for life. Rockers in Recovery and the Seaside Inn present a free Valentine's weekend concert Saturday, February 12th from 1 p.m. to 8 p.m. featuring former Joan Jett and the Blackhearts band member Ricky Bird, plus Johnny B and the Road Dogs, Rhetoric, Burn Alive, Keep Coming Back, and more. It's the rock and roll extravaganza of the new year. The free Valentine's weekend concert Saturday, February 12th from 1 p.m. to 8 p.m. For details, call 877-799-8773 or go to HolisticLifestylesRadio.com.
And we are back with more of That Sci-Fi Show right here on the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. I'm your host, Chris West. Joined by me, as always, is Sci-Fi Amy. Amy, you know, you kind of stepped out there and you missed a really great segment on villains.
Yeah, I got a phone call from my daughter. You know, she just kept calling, you know. And during the break, my other daughter had called and she wanted me to mention her, you know, Brittany. Sci-fi Brittany. So, yeah, she wanted me to talk about her on the radio. So there you go, Brittany. We're talking about you. And she's with her Aunt Bonnie and her Nana, and they're having a good old time.
That's always fun for the kids to do.
Yeah.
Now back to the horrificness of villains.
But, of course, I can go on the past shows, and I will listen to that segment that I missed.
That's right. If you go to thatscifishow.com, right on our archive page, you can actually see today's show is already posted. Even though we're still taping, if you missed the interview we did with Jody Thompson, who I am thoroughly falling head over heels in love with right now, especially after looking at her Facebook page.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I can understand that. She's got a very nice picture put up there.
Yes, she does. Yes, she does.
And if I had a body like that, I'd be doing that too.
I'm sure you would. If I had a body like that, the things I would be doing are probably not legal in most states.
And amazingly enough, that did not need to be dumped.
Nope. See, that's the skill of it, is I can be dirty without actually having to dump myself. So you won't have to try to find Chris West's secret word. No. He's just not open with it. But, yeah, I don't know what we're going to do with that, but apparently, I can't really say apparently because I'm the one that came up with it. But, yeah, go on, listen to the archive show, find out what the dumped word was by Sci-Fi Amy. Message her on her Facebook page. I'm changing
that.
Tell
me how bad I am.
And tell her how much of a bad girl she is, and we'll try to figure out something, maybe mention you on the show, bring you on the show so you can spank Amy. Who knows? We'll figure something out. You know, we try to be creative here on, you know, that Sci-Fi show on the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. And, you know, Jeff, you've been in the studio with us for the day. You know, have we been creative enough?
Absolutely. I'm having a blast here.
It's hard not to have a blast. I mean, like I said earlier when we were doing with Jody Thompson, you know, I now have the second best job in the world. You know, there really is nothing like this. I mean, for you, you get a little bit more as the actor. You get to really dive into characters and all that, but I get to sit back and, you know, kind of tear you apart.
That can be fun.
I haven't seen you tear anybody apart.
Well, I mean, I get to tear the character apart, you know, kind of dive into the little nuances and psychological things that, you know, I do.
But you see, this is geek talk. This is the stuff that I live for.
We love geek talk.
It's my lot in life. It's my reason for being. So this is a busman's holiday for me.
Yeah, I was actually surprised. You actually live up, you know, far north from us, and you're actually willing to drive down, and I've been corresponding with you through the Facebook. Yeah, you know, that seems to be the new wave is Facebook. Where all business sales soon be done through solely on Facebook.
That's right, and you can chat on Facebook, message on Facebook.
Sure.
Everything's done on Facebook.
Do your taxes on Facebook.
Well.
Sign up to get your number stamped on your forehead on Facebook.
Can you imagine if the IRS had a Facebook page?
Oh, God.
I'm sure, you know what? I am sure that they do.
No,
and
I bet you they do. How much do you want to bet they do?
I'm on Facebook now, so we're going to look
right there.
IRS.
And probably only one person likes it.
Yeah, right. They need to have a dislike button.
They really do.
Yes.
IRS is a company, and only 256 people like it.
I think that they should have. I think that they should not only have a like button and a dislike button, but also a meh button.
Yes, yes,
yeah, like one of the indifference buttons.
So it's like, how are you today? Meh.
They should really have
you know what? That
meh
is something
button
that is very lacking
on
Facebook is the negative and the you know, the indifference. If they can add that to the your Facebook, you know, you have the, you know, yeah, obviously we like everything, but what if you don't like something?
Yeah.
Right.
It just, you know, that should be another button, and then your indifference.
I mean, do they think that, oh, you're mean if you say you dislike it?
Well, I don't know if they think you're mean, but I don't know if you guys read about this or who in the in the room is a clique. I'm glad nobody raised their hand.
Yeah, you know, they don't.
No, but you go on Facebook, you go on your homepage, and you see that somebody, one of your friends, put on their status that I just had a very bad day and everything went wrong and I just got fired from my job.
Yeah, and
ooh,
I like this.
And right next to comment, it says like.
Yeah.
It's like,
mom
look,
died, the dog
happy
ran away.
Faces and sad faces, winks.
Yeah.
You know, emoticons.
Emoticon
winks, you know. But, you know, speaking of the winks.
But what if I'm too lazy to type?
You know how
I just want to click a dislike button.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Is it wink? Not wink. It's slap.
I thought,
what is it? Poke. I'm sorry.
Poke.
Yeah.
They have poke Why don't they have a bitch slap button? I'm sorry, but I want to bitch slap people.
Why can't I
bitch slap people, damn it?
Well, you're not a pimp for one, but...
I get poked all the time, and I'm like...
And you want to bitch slap the people who poke you. Yes.
Yes.
I can see that.
I can definitely see Amy getting poked all the time.
Okay, how about a head slap? That's a little nicer. I want a head slap.
And also, on Facebook, if you get poked, do you know where you're getting poked?
Yeah. How do you know if it's good touch or bad touch?
That's right. Yeah. You don't know.
Was it above the waist, below the waist?
There should be an anatomy map.
Yeah.
There should be the visible man, a visible woman.
Yes, a map, and it says poke, and you click on where you want to poke.
Yeah.
Well, you know,
poke, kidney punch.
Right next to poke, there should be that figure, like an operation.
Yeah.
You know, the
thing.
This is
like little,
where
little sections cut out, like in the legs, the arms, the belt, you know, the belly.
Exactly.
And then have red zones up the crotches.
Yeah. And by the way, there is Internal Revenue Service.
Oh, it's Internal Revenue Service.
It's called Interest. And, like 970 people actually like it.
Wow. Well, those are 970 people that got their money already.
Out of the how many millions of people that are on Facebook?
Yeah, exactly.
That's because they're still trying to find the dislike button.
They meant to press the dislike button.
Yeah.
And they made a mistake.
Oh, well, you know, God forbid in this day and age, you know, you get sued over it or something like that, or somebody takes it the wrong way and ruins the party. So I guess, you know, that's the reason they can't have any negative, you know, connotations there on the Facebook.
Yeah, I mean, the worst you could do is unlike something.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, that's created so much turmoil for people and the news and Facebook.
Yeah. And what happened
to me? I'm going to go to your job and throw a fit and shoot the potted plant. And
what happens if you unlike the IRS Facebook? Do they audit you?
Not liking us, huh?
We'll make a fake Facebook and unlike it.
Yeah.
Unfriend it.
Yeah.
Unfriend it, right. There you go.
We'll unfriend Facebook in the next segment when we get back from our little sponsored break here. But, yeah, I guess that's what needs to be done to Facebook is we need a dislike button and we need an indifference meth button.
And don't forget, and a bitch slap button.
And the bitch slap added to the anatomy correct poke.
Yes.
So there you go, Facebook. From us at That Sci-Fi Show, we know how now the changes that you must make. I'm Chris West. We'll be right back on the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network.
In the fast-paced world we live in, it's hard to find a company that has an impeccable reputation based on professional skill and knowledge, coupled with a strong work ethic, honesty, and integrity. Welcome to the world of Canatelli Builders Incorporated. Specialists in custom residential and commercial construction for three generations, CBI finishes the job as agreed and on time. Browse our website at www.canatellibuilders.com, read the testimonials, then call us at 954-977-2775 and let us add your name to our list of satisfied customers. While at the site, be sure to follow the link for complete information about Chinese drywall and what it may mean to you. Integrity, ethics, honesty, knowledge, performance, service, experience, Canatelli Builders. 954-277-2775. Canatelli Builders, the official contractor for the Florida Panthers.
My name is Charles Beckert. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident due to the negligence of another, care enough to hire Beckert & Associates to protect your rights. We are an AV-rated law firm and have 45 years of combined experience. We are all former prosecutors and have all worked for the insurance companies, so we know what they're up to. They have their attorneys, and so should you. When involved in an accident, remember, you may be entitled to $10,000 in medical or lost wages under your PIP policy. In addition, you may receive payments for your pain, suffering, or for the suffering of a loved one. Contact us at 954-941-8363 or visit us on the web at southfloridaattorney.com.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about the firm's qualifications and experience.
And we are back for more of That Sci-Fi Show as we get ready to wrap up and close out the show. And you know, it has been just an interesting day having Jeffrey in the studio with us, as well as RJ, you know, kind of making things a little bit different than normal. And, you know, guys, it's been a great show, I think.
Yes.
Absolutely.
And, you know, speaking of a great show.
I wish I lived closer.
Yes, I do, too. Come on the show every week.
Well, we always have a great phone system to call in on. And,
that's right.
Right now on the phone system, you know, speaking of great shows coming up, we got a NACROCON coming up in February 25th through the weekend. And it is a steampunk and alternate history kind of event. And Ace Talking Wolf is joining us on the phone right now. Ace, tell us what a NACROCON is and what everybody can expect to see there.
Well, hello. A NACROCON is the place in the South for steampunk history, alternate history, science, music, classic sci-fi literature, and the most amazing costume you've ever seen.
I will definitely say this, that the steampunk, you know, especially with the mix of Victorian age, does seem to have some of the more creative costumes that I have seen in the past few years throughout conventions, and has really slowly, you know, grown into its own thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I started in myself officially in 08, but I've been collecting antiques and been costuming for years before that. It's just sort of, you know, one of those things that you've always been around and always liked, but then one day you just kind of pick up a top hat and then you're there.
And a top hat and goggles seems to be the standard equipment for the average steampunk.
Oh, yeah. I
can't go anywhere
tend to go with the monocular myself.
Ah, okay.
I dare to be different.
Well, you know, you have to dare to be different, especially when it comes to cosplaying and, you know, costuming and, you know, these cons nowadays, because you get these teenagers, and I've seen guys that have put costumes together, you know, spent, you know, 6-8 months working on this thing, and it puts Hollywood movie magic to shame. So you have to really kind of define yourself.
Note that we're also not officially what I would call cosplay. Because it's more inventive. We're not based on anyone specific. And a lot of kids will come up and they'll say, oh, who's this character supposed to be? And you have to kind of say, well, this is the character that I came up with myself.
You know, I am very guilty of that myself. I know the guy now because I finally stopped and asked him, but I've seen him at a number of conventions. And down here in the, you know, Orlando, Miami area, and I'm very Victorian, but with this giant metal arm, and I'm like, I know a lot of anime, and I know a lot of cartoons, but I've never seen this guy, and I don't forget TV. I mean, if I have one, you know, marketable skill, I can remember anything I've ever watched on TV and movies. So I finally, you know, broke down and asked the guy, you know, where does this character come from? I've never seen him before. What weird anime am I missing out on? I just made this up myself. It's steampunk, and this was a number of years ago, and all I can remember is thinking to myself, what the hell is steampunk?
It sounds like the Emperor, a friend of mine that moved up to, I think he moved up to New York recently. But, he's pretty well known in the steampunk community with the giant fist.
That's probably the guy. I've seen him a number of times at MegaCon and Florida SuperCon down here in Florida.
Red Fork Empire?
I couldn't honestly tell you. The amount of people that I deal with on a daily basis in a cons are, it's, you know, every handing out flyers and talking to people, as well as begging for my life to get, you know, the celebrity to agree to come talk to me.
It's amazing. I've seen some great cons. I went last summer on tour with the Extraordinary Contraptions, and we ended up at the World Steam Expo, an excellent convention there as well. And just the amount of people that are excited about it, that are up north. And I've got friends that run SteamCon out in the south or the west, and it's amazing the collection of people out there. And we all kind of know each other. It's a big family, really.
Yeah, you know, the more I've been getting into the con scene here, especially there in Atlanta, where this is going to be taking place, February 25th through the 27th, you know, you do have that nice little knit family that kind of, you know, a lot of the background guys that all work together, and it's very nice to see you all come together for events like, you know, Anacrocon and Four Dragon Con and other events that everybody does up there. It's, you know, it's nice to have that community behind you because if you know everybody, it's a lot easier working with them.
Well, we are a fairly new convention. This is our third year, And we are we're a bit different than some other conventions in the fact that we do cover more history, more alternate history, a lot more science, and those, you know, the things that are devoid of a lot of conventions, they say, oh, that's the nerd panels, but not us. We strive for that kind of thing.
I actually love those panels. Well, you know, that's, you know, we were talking to Jody Thompson, who's going to be on Fringe next week, and she was talking about how she gets to work with a university up in British Columbia, and, you know, they've got a giant, you know, machine that can see atoms in your hand and molecules and all that, and she gets to work with the real-life Fringe sciences kind of. And it just makes the actual sci-fi-ness of it really cool to see it brought into real life. So I'm really excited to see this convention. We only got a couple more minutes left here, but tell people what they can expect to see. What's going to be going down? What are the events that are going to be happening?
Well,
and how can they
get... We have lots of stuff going on this year. We have a lot of fashion going on with the steampunk fashion people in our group here. We've got I myself am going to be in a panel that's about mad science and some of the different versions of that we've seen in history. There's people going to be talking about literature and the effects of literature and steampunk within that and historical Victorianness within those deals. There is a lot of stuff. It's too much to really go into, but you can look it up on our website here at www.anachrocon.com. That's anachrocon.com. And tickets are available and rooms available. It's worth the trip from Florida. It's $40 ticket and $79 for the hotel rooms. And the show is going to knock your socks off with the types of music and costuming and fabrication that you're going to see. If you've ever loved to watch these guys make stuff, we have some of the best fabricators in the States here in Atlanta, and they're going to be at our show. And
so very cool. If you want to get a costume or maybe get in contact with somebody that can help, you know, put one together for you, you can easily do that here at Anachrocon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the our dealers room is huge this year, and it's completely sold out. We've got so many vendors in there, we hardly have room to contain them in one room or one hall or whatever you want to call it.
Very good, very good. Ace Talking Wolf, thank you for joining us on that sci-fi show. We'll get you back in the next couple of weeks here for another Anachrocon update with more events that are going on. Remember to go to the website, anachrocon.com. As we wrap up this episode of That Sci-Fi Show, Jeffrey Breslinar, thank you for joining us in the studio.
Oh, it was my pleasure, Chris. Always glad to see you and Sci-Fi Amy, and it's great to meet RJ, too.
It's great to meet you, Jeff.
And it's always great to have you in here. You're definitely one of the more fun celebrities. You know, we've done some, you know, some interviews don't always go as well for, you know, John Delancey. And
but you started off by saying his name wrong. That was right there.
I have done that to other people, rocked right through it.
That's
I've
true.
Even made up words in certain aspects and called on it, and we still laughed
Richard
at
Richard Hatch. Him. What did you call him?
Richard Hatchet.
Richard Hatchet.
Yes,
and he laughed about it.
And if you go to our archives, I know the Gil Gerard interview is up on our website. You will hear me make up the word humility, but that's just how cool I am. I can make up my own words.
Humility.
Yes, Chris's dictionary.
Yes, I'm special. So I should be grateful that you pronounced my name perfectly.
Exactly.
You know, it took me a long time to do that. Okay, I'm not going to lie to you.
Yeah, someday my name is going to be on a crossword.
And a very fun crossword to be.
Yes.
All right, guys, we're going to go ahead and let you go out. And we're going to go out with Broken as a Place, Ricky Bird's new single. You can hear it on holisticlifestylesradio.com. If you check it out, you can go download it, get a copy, bring it to our event February 12th, Rockers and Recovery Prints, Love of Recovery event. I'm Chris West. Go to our website, thatscifishow.com, as well as holisticlifestylesradio.com. We'll be back next week with more of That Sci-Fi Show.
Quick, getting high wouldn't make me.
I never thought that I would see the day. I'd hit my knees and I would start to pray.
The opinions expressed on this sponsored program were strictly those of the host, guests, and hosts. I do not necessarily go to the station of staff members or sponsors.
Could it be God?
WWNN, Pompano Beach. AM 1470 with even more of what you're looking for. She's one of the 100 most respected women in the travel industry. Join Stephanie Abrams for Travel with Stephanie every Sunday from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. right here.